Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. This is a weekly podcast about spiritually healthy alternatives to raising a family in a chic and approachable way. I'm your host, Janae Herring. The glory of motherhood comes camouflaged in so much chaos, but when we allow motherhood to define us, it's only then we can truly see the uniqueness, traits, talents, and God-given abilities that reflect our Heavenly Father. The goal of this podcast is to get back to believing that motherhood is a sacred place. If we let Him, God can do some of His best work in us during this season called hashtag mom life. Our identity is not lost because we are raising others, but rather found. So grab a seat, let's talk faith, motherhood, health, self-care, and more as I share my motherhood experiences and truths with you. Hey mamas, welcome back. I'm so excited about how many of you have decided to join in this month. There are few things more powerful than the faithful prayers of a righteous mother. And that, my friends, is the goal of this October devotional, to help you develop this habit that moves mountains in you and for you this month. And no matter what comes in November or next year, you will be so rooted in your spiritual walk with God that nothing will slow you down. So for the sake of this podcast, I did a poll in my Insta stories. I asked, are you happy with your devotional time and what does that look like? I didn't get one yes, not one single yes. Of course, we can all do better, but what flooded my inbox was confessions from well-meaning mamas who, just like me, are trying to juggle it all the best that we can. And sometimes everything else pulling us this way and that causes us to put God on the back burner. Why is it when the busy seasons of life come, He's the first thing to go? For me personally, I try to justify, I feel like if anyone knows, He knows. God knows how busy I am and He will understand. And skipping out on prayer or Bible reading a few days really won't hurt anything, but it does. And it always immediately shows when I haven't been alone with Him. I can tell, Josh can tell, and I'm sure my kids, even though they can't quite put it into words why mommy has been having a little patience or too many bad days in a row, it's when I haven't spent enough time with Him. God wants to be our source of strength, but it's so easy to push Him away and try to do it on our own until we can't. This month, let's put God back at the top of our list. The truth is, when my spiritual life is in order, my days go more smoothly, my marriage is happier, and my kids get a little less anxious mama. And all of my to-dos suddenly are a little easier to accomplish. When we put God first and ask Him to order our steps for the day, I also pray that He orders my words and my actions and my conversations and my interactions, it's less likely that I will have as much chaos as I have without Him. Now, I'm not saying we won't have bad moments in our days and things won't go wrong, but I'm saying when we have met with God, we have the strength to get through them with Him by our side. Realistically, in the stage of motherhood I'm in right now, with 4 kids, 6 and under, my time with the Lord might look like a hot mess to some. But guess what? We can do it, whatever that is. We can make our time to meet with Him, and He will reward our faithfulness. So if that means you get that time in during drop-off and pick-up in the car line, do it. Or if you get a few minutes by getting up a little earlier than your kids or going to bed a little later, do it. Set a timer if you need to, or get the time in during the shower. Whether it's on the floor in the playroom with the kids on your back or it's in a nice little prayer closet, God will meet you there. Just be consistent and see what big things He does through you and in you for your marriage and your kids. I like to call them God moments. Sometimes I have 5 minutes in the morning when I'm getting ready and getting Jade ready, and another 20 on the way to get the boys from school, and then 15 more minutes at night when I'm cooking dinner with my worship music on. But they all add up to a spiritually healthy me. And more times than not, I have really amazing breakthroughs in what seem like random times or places. So I really pray that this episode and my transparency inspires you to get creative and get close to our Creator. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to hit like and subscribe, and join me tomorrow on another devotional. Goodbye.